Hi, I'm Erin, and I work as a research officer and Tales of Treatment exhibition curator in this project. You might have already read a blog summary of the project and what we learned from it, and here I just wanted to share what this process involved for all of us. Well, it all started really from within the ongoing survey project, so to an extent, this was a standard interdisciplinary research project. We did qualitative research in Southeast Asia, and then based on what we learned, we developed a survey project to study antibiotic use in Thailand and Laos. We had, at that stage, already planned to have some public engagement components, being quite keen to involve our study communities beyond just the socio-medical data collection. In the first instance, that involved workshops, which were a really great way to expand our data collection from semi-structured interview guides and survey questionnaires to more creative media and less foreseeable inputs. You can see in the paper how this even inspired some new research hypotheses. But what was more striking was how we visited more than 70 villages and realized that even our carefully developed questionnaire can't capture the rich heritage of traditional healing in Thailand. So during the survey implementation with our colleagues, Mind and Jup Jang, and the larger survey team, we kept thinking about how we can do justice to these realities we encountered, and the medical humanities provided a really rich toolkit to that end. Combining then our research on health behaviors and antibiotic use with stories and photography of traditional healing was an amazing learning experience. The assumptions that we made, many really subtle points like how we as academics think about the health systems and healthcare, were suddenly open to debate, and we were really grateful for the healers to share the stories with us. It is only a tiny bit of contribution, but it is also some comfort to us that we could document and share these tales. Sharing them actually was another highlight. It was really exciting to work with the team to create and host the exhibitions in four different venues and see what the participants made of them. Evaluation! It sounds like the most boring part of a creative project, but actually, it helped us reflect on what we are doing. It is very easy to get drawn into question, but it is fun when engaging with the public, because that ends up the most direct experience. But hearing from the participants if any of the content held meaning for them and what they made of it was just as important, be it what we expected or even something quite unintended. So that is just a little backstory on the project, but I hope you found our article on Tales of Treatment and New Perspectives on Global Health Research on Antimicrobial Resistance interesting. Thank you for listening, and bye!